Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
By the way, Kevin, before we get into your fancy new segment about soup and Super Bowls, there is a really interesting nugget that got dropped, and I brought up Byron Jones' name. Would you want to? You don't want to lose him, right?
He can go.
He can go. You're fine if he can go.
If he has to go, he can go.
Do you want him to go to the Philadelphia Eagles? Because word is, according to Tony Pauline of the Pro Football Network, that Philadelphia Eagles are going to go hard after cornerbacks and free agency with Chris Harris and Byron Jones as two of the names that are being thrown around.
It's fine. Last time they got a big money cornerback, had that work out for
them. Yeah, but we know Byron Jones isn't a sucky quarterback. Cornerback, he's really good.
That's what everyone thought about Nnamdi.
Nnamdi was you got a good point. Like, no, you're right about that, man. Nnamdi got there, and was it Kerry Washington? And then all of a sudden, everything was over.
It's fine. I'd throw it all away for Kerry Washington.
Everybody would. All right, let's go ahead and hit the brand new special segment. It's only for 2 weeks, by the way. It is Super Bowl soup.
And we start with this interesting tidbit for you. The San Francisco 49ers of 2019, only the third team ever to reach the Super Bowl a year after winning four or fewer games. The other two? The 1988 Cincinnati Bengals, who lost in the Super Bowl, and the 1999 St. Louis Rams, who won the Super Bowl. So they're only the third team to make it with four or less wins. The previous year, the previous two teams are 1-1.
Wow.
We have told you this before.
Nobody's a Niners fan in this situation, though, right?
No, and this is why. 49ers are now one win away from getting their sixth Lombardi trophy. That would tie them for first with the Steelers and the Patriots. And that would slide the Cowboys, who are now tied for third, down into fourth place.
So is that going to be
go Chiefs?
How many teams with six?
Three.
Six, 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 huh?
Oh my God. What?
Larry Johnson tweeted that out about the Packers.
San Francisco's evil.
He was like, I knew the Packers wouldn't win because 666. And I was like, that's a really weird tweet.
That is a really weird tweet.
I don't know, man. He thinks the NFL's the devil.
What if I told you? I have a fact that might be weirder than that.
All right, I'm in.
We'll get to it in a second.
Okay, all right.
San Francisco's Kyle Shanahan is one win away from joining his father, Mike Shanahan, as a Super Bowl winning head coach. It would be the first time in history that a father and son combo has won the Lombardi Trophy.
Really?
Do you think it's weird that we've had at least two that I can think of father and son presidential combos, but no father and son Super Bowl combos?
Well, the country's been around longer than the Super Bowl.
Okay, in 220 years, do you think we'll have?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll revisit that. In the year 2240.
Yeah, because at some point there's going to be another genius mind of a coach that, like, Belichick's
now.
Kid.
Now!
Is it Steve Belichick? Is that
his
son?
I don't know!
Scott, hold on. Yeah, but he's like their secondary coach, and he went somewhere else.
It's not going to be his kid. It's going to be his grandkid. Remember that one day, the most human thing Bill Belichick ever did in his life was announced they had made a roster addition and it was his grandchild? And I was like, what is this?
Yeah, it's Steve Belichick, Kevin. You gotta listen to him talk. Sounds just like his dad, for one, and on top of that, has a mullet. I just want to add that.
All right, I'm back in on Steve Belichick then.
If he's into the mullets.
Let's talk about Andy Reid. Andy Reid has
I'd rock a mullet.
221 NFL wins.
Get back to that. At some point, we got to rediscuss this.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Andy Reid's 221.
Sorry, Shim. Sorry, Kevin. It's okay. You got this.
So now it just sounds like he wants a mullet. Like, even if it weren't for charity, I think at this point he's like, that's fine. Andy Reid has 221 NFL wins. That is more wins than any coach in the history of the NFL that hasn't won a Super Bowl.
Oh, gosh.
So,
who else is on that list? Do you know any other coaches?
He's number one. We're not doing this again because you infuriated me the last
Nobody's
time.
Nobody's number two?
No. Nobody's number two. Just Andy Reid.
Andy Reid
and
is the
every
number
other
one?
Coach that's ever existed.
Who does number two work for?
221, though? Like that. He's been so great for such a long time with multiple teams. And, I mean, did he won one with Green Bay just as, like, an assistant coach, though, right?
Ooh, I think it's Marty Schottenheimer. Marty Schottenheimer has, like, 200 wins. He never won a Super Bowl.
But as a head coach, like Andy Reid, and you're right, man, I love the comparison. This is his dirt moment. This is his opportunity to finally show everybody, look, I can do it. It took the right cast. It took me learning over a long period of time certain things. I do wonder, though, will he make the same mistakes? Will he be conservative late in the game if they have a big lead? Or will they say, no, we got to be who we are?
Yeah, that's a good question. That is a fair question.
I only ask fair questions, Kevin.
Yeah, that's debatable. Now, how about this? In the 2005 NFL draft, with a number one pick, the San Francisco 49ers selected Alex Smith. They, of course, did not select Aaron Rodgers.
I heard about this.
Giant mistake, right?
Allegedly.
Except, of course, for the fact that since 2005 in that draft, the Green Bay Packers have been to one Super Bowl. The San Francisco 49ers have now been to two Super Bowls.
In their face.
Advantage Alex Smith.
Well, Alex Smith went to one as a backup.
Advantage San Francisco 49ers.
Okay, that's better.
How about that?
More like it.
In the first 27 postseason games of Chiefs history, they scored 31 points three times. Pat Mahomes has played in four games for the postseason for the Chiefs. He has scored 31 points every single time.
Really?
So the Pat Mahomes year and a half era is already better than all of previous Chiefs history when it comes to scoring points. So there's that. What if I told you this was not the first time that the Chiefs and Titans franchises have matched up for the championship?
Titans?
Or excuse me, the Chiefs and Titans faced off for a conference championship.
Oh, okay.
My bad.
The Chiefs, because they're the Houston Oilers, right?
And?
The Dallas Texans.
Back in 1962, the Dallas Texans defeated the Houston Oilers 20-17 in double overtime to win the AFL championship. So,
is this breaking news sounder? Or
no, this is when we figure out who shot JR.
Yeah. Okay. So history repeats itself yet again. And once again, the Texans defeat the Oilers, and that's why the Chiefs defeated the Titans. Those are just sports facts. Here's how you knew...
Super Bowl soup actually might be the most fun soup I've ever had.
Well,
aside from alphabet soup.
It can also be evil, though. From the 214, Andy Reid's next win would be 222. He's also coached three NFL teams. 222 times 3?
Oh.
666, Corey.
I don't know if math's right there.
Am I supposed to dump that?
Yeah.
You might. But here's how this Super Bowl was meant to be.
Who knows?
Are you positive that this Super Bowl was meant to be?
No, I'm not.
You should be.
Won.
All right.
You should be.
No, this Super Bowl.
Oh. Because who is the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy Garoppolo, that's correct. Did you know this is his first full season back from when he tore up his knee?
I did know that.
He tore up his knee in week 3 of 2018.
All right.
Against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh my gosh.
What are you saying?
And then...
Hold on. Oh.
There's Well, it's evil. And then there's Dee Ford, who plays for the San Francisco 49ers.
But he used to play for the Chiefs!
And he is the person who was offsides to negate the Tom Brady interception that would have ended the game and put the Chiefs in the Super Bowl last year.
I don't believe in fate, Kevin. I believe in coincidence.
Are you saying there's like alternate universes and stuff?
No,
yeah, we're in the multiverse where this game's already happened like 3 different years.
The Mandela effect.
There are worlds other than these. But this is a situation, Kevin, it's just a coincidence that all these things come to. I'm sure you could find multiple things like this with all the other teams in the NFL.
Yeah.
I look forward to that report. What time is that segment
tomorrow? That's really good, though. That's really good facts, man. I love it. It's pretty awesome. I wish I could believe more. I wish I was more of a believer.
I mean, you should believe
in this situation.
Okay.
I believe.
The 49ers Chiefs Super Bowl tickets are currently selling for the most ever on the secondary market. They're selling for $7,024 on StubHub. StubHub's a different site.
StubHub?
Yeah.
What?
That needs to be a thing.
That'd be awesome.
Did you get a sandwich that has tomatoes and you're out? Find it on StubHub.
All right. Like Jersey Mike's? Do you want to go with Subway?
Yeah. We can make this happen, people. All right. The previous high ticket sales price was for the Patriots, who the Chiefs lost to last year in the AFC Championship game, and the Eagles, who Andy Reid used to coach for. So just keep that in mind. But now, this is a weird fact that I couldn't really wrap my brain around. You have to think about it for just a second. The Super Bowl winner, so whoever wins the game, has covered the spread. Their record is 44-6-3.
All right. So just covering the spread for the winner.
So if you think about it, it probably won't really come into play a lot this year because the spread's like a point and a half. But if you're picking the 49ers because you think they're only going to lose by 1 point, that's not going to happen because historically that very rarely happens. The winner of the Super Bowl is 44-6-3 against the spread. The last team to win and not cover the spread, 2009, Pittsburgh was a 7-point favorite. They won the Super Bowl, but they only won by 4 points. So whoever wins, they will beat the spread, and obviously that trend will overwhelmingly likely continue this year unless the game is determined by 1 point.
So you're saying the defense is wins
championships.
That is not what I'm saying at all.
Pretty sure
unless,
that's exactly what you just said.
I guess I will throw this out there for you then, Corey. One of the top two defenses has been in the NFL has been in the Super Bowl 20 times. Their record in those games, 15-5.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
It looks like subhub.com, Kevin, is for like growing your memberships, like growing your Twitter followers and stuff.
Oh, please.
Like drip content and
we
stuff.
We got
like
intercom
that.
Money, baby.
Did you say drip content?
We can buy them out. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Whoops.
Coming up next, Charles Barkley says high school athletes are being exploited with all of these TV broadcasts. Do you agree? 877-881-1053. We'll do it next on The Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!